Oh man. Praise the Lord. Forgive me for the delay in our intro into our program today. Welcome. We thank you for being with us. And our focus today is God gives grace to the humble. And moments such as I've just experienced is very humbling because I'm so excited about our program that I've just launched into it without my mic being on. So forgive me, please. And I thank you for once again for joining us. Well, today we are focused on hearing God's instruction and being obedient as much as possible to his command. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Well, God is willing, able, and ready to respond to our act of humility, and certainly our being up and seeking him on this day certainly puts us in the neighborhood, if not so much on the dime of it, but on the in the neighborhood of demonstrating willingness to humble ourselves, to pray, and to seek him. So we thank God for this day. It is Thursday, the 13th of March, and it's the seventh day in our journey in seeking God for the city, for our communities, and our nation. And God assumes, and we ought to agree with that, that we are not humble. Now, it doesn't mean that you're just this terrible person. It just means that there's a collective that God is viewing, and he says, if my people, so it's not just about me or just about you, it's about us. His people everywhere, and then call on him because we are called by his name. So when we look at that scripture, it's very revealing, and in itself it's very humbling if we allow it to be applied to us. It humbles us because we do not want to see ourselves as beginners, but let us be convinced of the fact that we will never be anything else but beginners. That was a quote from Thomas Merton back in 1969. We're not going to be anything else but beginners relative to the Lord. He has no beginning. Remember that. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you today, and we thank you once again for taking the time to be on our team this morning. So today we are praying for five countries in the Northern Hemisphere, and Southern Hemisphere as well, countries that can be found in South America and in North America and in the Caribbean. And so today we are praying on behalf of those countries, and there are five of them that are selected for this day. And the first one is Honduras, and that's in Central America. And then in the islands of the Caribbean, we have Jamaica and Martinique. Then again, in the Central American area is Mexico. And then there is Montserrat. So those are the five countries that we are praying for today. Now, just imagine that the day is just beginning in those regions. excuse me, and people are just beginning to stir. They're on their way preparing or even on their way already to work for the day. And many of these people are considered based on relative economics, meaning relative to, let's say, where we are in North America, are relatively poor. So today we want to pray for God to establish the poor so that their spiritual and physical needs are met with dignity and stability, that God will release them from cycles of oppression based on systems, on world systems that give them the disadvantage, hold them at a disadvantage. So we want God to release them from the cycles of oppression and despair that can accompany poverty, that God will reverse their every curse and multiply blessings towards them. And we have to remember that their children that are on the front line of what we've just described, children, some today may not be able to receive the full nourishment that they need to grow, something that should be a basic right. However, the curse of the enemy and the bondage and oppression that the enemy applies through systems, institutions, and the realities of life in the neighborhood, they're at a disadvantage. Let's pray for them now. And these are the people of Honduras, Jamaica, Martinique, Mexico, and Montserrat. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we know that you will take up and represent the cause of the afflicted and those that are experiencing injustice, such that they are poor materially. And we know that you're also concerned about their spiritual poverty. We pray today that as the sun comes up, also the light of your S-O-N, sun, will find them, lighting their way, maybe for the very first time in their lives. They're seeing the light because someone, somehow, by the Holy Spirit, has been able to introduce and represent the fact of your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he has done for the entire world because of your grace and your mercy. Today we ask you, and we come in your name as your people, and we know that our sin has brought sorrow to you. Our failures have caused you pain. We brought you shame as well. So today, as individuals, we come to you asking for your forgiveness and for your cleansing. We come today as a people as well, on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of all of your people everywhere, that you would just change your condition today by the fact of the blood of Jesus Christ. His sacrifice for us prevails on our behalf once again by your great grace and mercy. We pray today that you would grant to each of us the humility to recognize how we as your people have offended you in our generation. We have offended you as a people. Help us to recognize that. We have not measured up. And so we come to meet you face to face. We ask you to cleanse us. And only your Holy Spirit can give us the genuine humility not to put ourselves down or to think less of ourselves, but to think of ourselves less, where we put you first. So we are returning to you today. We confess it is not really all about us and our feelings of guilt. It's all about you. The grief of your heart and the glory that you deserve. Father, we pray today that every act on our part, every word uttered, every thought would go forth with the idea of causing you pleasure instead of pain, causing you to be glorified instead of ashamed of us. Help us today. Help us today. We're weak and we need you. So we pray for Honduras and Jamaica and Martinique, Mexico and Montserrat, those countries, those nations that you have had an active role in forming because you've created every one of its peoples. So today, on their behalf, and even on our own behalf, and behalf of your people, we follow what Christ said, that if anyone humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And we do want to be great, Lord, but we know the way up is the way down. So we humble ourselves today, and we pray that many would turn to you in genuine humility today, including ourselves. We humble ourselves today, and we ask you to help us because we crave you as a necessity, a required necessity. That's why we seek your face today. We know it's something that we need to do every day, at the beginning of our day. And so we want our lives to count, and we want our lives to be expended for your honor and for your glory, even as you've given us this opportunity once again today to live for you. We thank you for your justice. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for providing for us a way to be humble, to seek your face and to pray with the idea that you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, heal our land, even as we turn from our wicked ways. Help us today, dear Father. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. It's a chilly day, but we're alive and well to see it. So what can we do but praise God? He's the warmth of our hearts, our soul, and our spirit. So we have nothing to complain about except to embrace what he has done. This is a day that the Lord hath made. We are rejoicing in it. Your lines are open so that you may speak. You may share a praise report or a prayer request with us on this day. Don't be afraid to ask him. Remember, we are humbling ourselves. We're humbling ourselves. That's what he asks us to do. That is his statement in 2 Chronicles 7:14 assumes that we all need it. We should agree with him that we do need it. We do need to humble ourselves. And that's something, that's the state of being that we want to maintain. Someone said faith, whether in God or in people, can only happen in utter humility. Yes, humility. Whether it's in God or in people, can only happen in utter faith and humility. Praise God. Well, today we want to remember the families of the Malaysian passengers who, at this point, we can only assume that they perished on flight 370, and that's still a unfolding story, a lead story in yesterday's and today's news. And so we want to pray for those families. Their anguish must be unbelievable. Unbelievable. If you just tried for a second to put yourself in their place, and your loved one had departed from the airport, you waved goodbye, and then you don't know where they are right now. And there's no sign of hope. In fact, hope goes and fades by the hour. So we thank you, Lord, today for this family or these families. Father, we cannot in ourselves imagine what it feels like. We just can't. It's too painful. It's too horrible. It's too tragic. However, we surrender our thoughts about it to you, and I believe you want us to empathize and sympathize with these families, these individuals. Their mothers, their fathers, their children, their cousins, uncles, aunts, friends, all of those saints. Real human connections and relationships that have been shattered by this disaster. We don't know what the cause is, but at this point it doesn't matter. The fact is, there's separation, there's a sense of loss, a sense of hopelessness. We pray right now, Father, we send you a word of peace. Even though we can't imagine any peace, any kind of peace, in the midst of this disaster for those whose relatives were aboard Flight 370. However, Lord, in our faith that you've given to us, we extend ourselves on their behalf right now. Touch them wherever they are.
Yes, Lord.
Dry their tears in the name of Jesus. Father, comfort them by your Holy Spirit. And we don't know what your plan is, Lord. We know that you're not happy about their suffering. You're touched by their suffering. Your heart is filled with grace, mercy, and compassion towards them. And Father, we pray that behind this dark cloud, your glory will be revealed. Ultimately, your glory will shine through, and there will be light for these families. Comfort them right now. Give them a sense of your presence, particularly if they've never experienced that before.
Yes.
And have your Holy Spirit present to them notions and remind them of things that they've heard of the good news. And we pray that someone with the good news will be around to speak with them and to give them comfort that you're alive, you're God, and that you've overseen everything and know everything, and that you are there for them. And even though their future might seem dim and they might have a sense this is the end, I don't feel like going forward, your Holy Spirit will light a candle of hope in their hearts, and they will find the wherewithal and the strength, the faith, to go forward boldly, even the more, giving meaning and purpose to themselves for what they are now missing.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father, that you become even more real to each one. And we know of at least one family there where they were believers, and their loved one is gone to be with you. So we thank you, Lord, that you are there as a place of resort, a hiding place for us and for all people that would look to you in times, good times and troubled times such as these. We thank you, Lord, for them. We pray that all of the searchers, Lord, you would give them wisdom, direction, understanding how to go about the operation of recovering and discovering not only what happened, but the location where these passengers are at this present moment. We pray that you would just guide them, Lord, so that they would be closure for these families in this difficult time. We pray for the leaders of all of the governments involved, that there would be a level of maturity, a level of humility as well, knowing that their help comes from you, that they would be able to interact and cooperate with each other to bring remediation to this great disaster. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And even now, Father, we pray for friends of ours who have just landed several hours ago in Israel. We thank you for bringing them safely there, and we expect, Lord, that you would have your ministering angels bring them back to us safely to these shores, that you will have your angels pilot and fly with them as they come back later on next week. So we thank you, Lord, because you're there at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how are you today? I trust that you're feeling well. I know I am. Yes, I am. Does anybody have a prayer request or a praise report? And either one can be encouraging to us. Just tell us what God has done and what he's doing in your life, and how he's guiding you and answering prayer for you. And we're here to celebrate with you. And if you have a need, a prayer request, we are here to join our faith to yours. We thank you for being with us on this day. So just give us a shout-out of what's going on with you. In the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Give God the glory. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing. And we can only expect what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, great things. You've already done great things for us. You've proven yourself to us over and over again that you are God, and we believe and put our trust in you every moment, every day. We are in your hands, and the word says, your word, Lord, your promises, that no one can pluck us out of your hand. No one can separate us from your love. We feel and sense the security of that reality, that you truly do love us. We thank you, Lord. We do thank you. We bless your name. We thank you. And thank you, Lord, for touching the lives of so many people that have contacted a program around the world and locally. How you've blessed them that they find this prayercast to be a light, a place that they can count on to be partners in seeking you, to touch you. Bless those that are far out from us in location and geography. Bless them today, even as the sun rises. And if it has already risen in their zone, that they are walking in victory today. They're walking in the light. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Father. We thank you, dear Father. Bless them. Bless them. Bless the children as well. Cause them to have a day of experiencing your greatness and your love, that they would have an impact on their generation because of your grace and the light of Christ in their lives. That they would come up to be the leaders that would serve you, that would lead their countries, their nations, their people, their communities to you. A little child shall lead them. We thank you, Lord, that you have a plan, you have a purpose. We bless your name right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today we want to... Okay, praise God. I hear a familiar voice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kind of waited to see if someone else would speak, but I would like to lift up prayer for the families, loved ones who might have lost someone on yesterday's building collapse, fire, explosion.
Okay.
The
Harlem event, yes.
Yes, and even in everything, we know that God is on the throne. He sees and he knows everything, because even as I'm sitting right here now and I'm listening to the wind out there,
yeah,
very
windy. And I'm thinking, you know, if that wind was on yesterday, the fire would have spread even the more, and it would have been tougher
right.
for the first responders, to the firefighters, to contain a fire
yeah.
under such conditions. So we still give God thanks and praise for that, and for all the people that were, you know, immediately running to help and rescue, you know, a child, a mother and a child, and, you know, all the different stories that we've heard so far, and just give God thanks and lift up those families in prayer this morning.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for that prayer request. Yesterday, as it was occurring, and I was about my daily chores and business, I said, you know, in the mornings when we pray like we're doing now, I don't see how we cannot do what we're doing, because Every day is a brand new day. God's mercies are new every morning, and that is true. We know that. We experience that. And to go forward in a day not knowing what is going to occur, how the adversary is going to, what plan and rather what plot that the adversary has on a given day. And that struck me very hard on yesterday. I would say around about midday or somewhere around there. Because every day you've noticed that there's something new, something dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's the kind of situation that if you think about it, there's no way. Because here's what's happening. It's like, it's so real. It's so frequent. It's like the new norm. And that we can get used to it, and they're numbed such that we don't feel anything. We just know that, oh, well, there's another tragedy, there's another disaster, like that. And I don't know that we can be comfortable with that arrangement. That's why we must do what we can, such as what we're doing right now. We are interceding on behalf of others, as well as we need to, I think, make some declarations on these days. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's more of the proactive aspect of what we're doing. Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to make some declarations about the day, a day such as today. Now, what's interesting about that is that we won't know that what we've done and the exact and precise effect that it has, particularly if nothing happens, if the day is non-dramatic and everything seems to be, you know, non-disaster. Well, we won't necessarily know that we had an effect on that, but we, in faith, we must. We must do it and understand that God intends that we would do it. Because he said, if my people will call, you know, on my name, my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wickedness. So he's talking about his people. You know, he's not talking about some strange folk that don't know him. So we just are assigned to be obedient, so to speak. But thank you for that prayer request. And I would ask if someone would take that up. And if you've just joined us, we're praying for the families that were affected by the gas explosion in Manhattan on yesterday, in Harlem, around about 116th Street, and those buildings that were devastated and the families that are now exposed. Their lives have been shattered, if you will, and some are in shelters and so on and so forth. If you would just pray for them right now, if you would just lead us in prayer, I'd ask someone to take that up, even as our time winds up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's pray for them as you would want us to pray if it were one of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Lord
Almighty. Hallelujah.
Glory Lord Almighty. Lord
yes.
Almighty. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name, Father. And God, this morning we come to you and we call on your name, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, and we lift up this disaster, the peoples that are involved, the children, the men, the women.
Yes.
Oh, God, we lift them up before you, God. Father, we thank you that you are a merciful God.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that you are a loving God. Father, and in the midst of everything, God, that you are still present, your hand, oh, God, was still upon this situation. situation, Lord, that the enemy did not have his full way, God, because
yes.
if we could think about it, if it was
yes.
like on a weekend where more persons were at home, Father God, it would have been more lives probably lost.
Yes.
Father God, but this morning we thank you that it was a weekday and more or less people would have been up and out to work, Lord God, this morning, and we give you glory. We thank you, Father God, and even as we
yes.
think about it, Lord God, and our hearts are pain, Lord God, we know that your heart is
thank
pain
you,
also for those that have been hurt or
yeah.
still, yes.
Lord, if their families cannot tell if they're perished or if they're, you know, whatever, but Lord, we know that you know all things, and we just pray this morning.
Yes,
Lord,
bring resolution.
Your peace, O God, rest upon them. O God, that you give them, Lord God, a sense of hope in you, that no matter what the outcome, O God, I pray that they find hope in you, Lord God, that through this situation it might enable some, if not all of them, to turn over to you, Lord God, and allow you to direct their path, that they wouldn't get up and go on every day without calling on your name and asking you to be their guardian, to be their guide. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you pour out your compassion and your love upon them even right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, anyone that might be hurt seriously or not, Lord God, we pray, Father God, for your healing. Lord, touch upon them even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord,
yes,
and we just pray that your blessings be upon them, Father God, in everything that they do, Lord God, that they would remember to call on your name, Lord God, and let it be, Father God, for us that are looking in, and in particular we who call ourselves Christians, oh God, to remember that we cannot walk this road without you, that we need you, Lord God, every moment, every second, every hour, every day, hallelujah. Oh God, that we are nothing without you, that we need your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, Father God,
thank
that we humble ourselves and we call on your name, Lord God, and allow you to
know
our path. Yes, God, because we don't know the moment, we don't know the hour. Oh God, we don't know what will take place in another second, Father God, but you know. So God, I pray, Lord, we turn to you, we call on your name.
Yes,
God, you said you wish above all things that none of us perish, but that we all come to everlasting life,
Lord.
So Father, today we look to you. Lord God, we put ourselves, Lord God, we stand in the gap for those who don't know you, who are ignorant of your love and of the hope in you, oh God.
Yes,
Father, those that have gone astray, Lord God, they're backsliders, Father God. We pray, Lord, that situations like these, that they reconcile themselves back to you in the
name of
Jesus. Oh God, and we just give you praise this morning. We give you honor this morning, Lord God, and we glorify you because you are Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Praise the name.
Oh,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and for answering our prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for those that all the firefighters and the first responders, Lord, we thank you.
Yes. Strengthen them, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Keep them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Be to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your Holy Spirit go before us even on today.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Go before us. Lead us. Guide us.
Yes, Lord. God. Yes. Allow us, O God, to humbly follow, O God, after you, O God. Yes, Lord God, let your hand of protection be upon us, O God.
Yes.
Yes, Lord God. Come on, under your precious blood in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
your word, Lord,
every thought, every word, and every deed, Lord, we surrender to your hands, O God.
Help us to humble ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Give us humility, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Take us out of ourselves. Let us know that it's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, and the Lord, the beloved
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we cry out, have mercy on us, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Glory to God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. A quick note for us. Those of you that are inclined, if you look in the Seek God for the City prayer guide, the booklet, there is available an app for those who have smartphones that would like to have that on there. In fact, all of the information that's in the guide is on that app. And so the app is available for download from waymakers.org, waymakers, one word, .org. I forgot to mention that. And so that's available for your pad or for your smartphone. It, you know, keeps you, you know, so you don't have to walk with the booklet. If you, then you can stay focused just using your pad. Or your any other gadget that you have. So just wanted you to know that. But may God bless you on today. Dress warm. Sing his praises. Keep a song in your heart on today. Let me, yes, let me bless us with a benediction, if we may, from God's word that I believe would bless us tremendously. Now the God of patience and consolation, and this is taken from Romans chapter 15, verse 5 through 6. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So may God bless you on today. Go in peace. And tomorrow we'll be with you again, God willing, on tomorrow.
Praise the Lord.
Have a blessed, peaceful day, everyone. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless everyone. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory to you.